The stock just dictating on dictating on Ronald Pfister. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Pfister, P, P as in Paul, P-F, F as in Frank, I-S-T-E-R, Pfister, P-F-I-S as in Sam, T-E-R, Pfister. Date of birth is 3-8-54. Date of visit is 1-26-26. This is a copy for please make a copy for Timothy Quinn, MD. Timothy Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. Next paragraph. Dear Tim, thank you for sending Ronald Pfister for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a this is a 71-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma, has had recurrent bronchitis, and has been coughing and bringing up little greenish yellow mucus. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital with chest pressure and underwent cardiac catheterization and coronary artery stenting. He was then placed on Plavix and has been on Metoprolol. He denies any chest pains at this time, but has some wheezing, has some hoarseness, and upper chest tightness. He also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, but has not been on any CPAP set up at home. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient past history includes history for coronary artery disease with stenting on 1/19/26. He has previously had SVT and underwent cardiac ablation times two. The patient also has been treated for hypertension, and he has had recurrent bronchitis and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies any history of smoking, drinks alcohol moderately, presently retired, but worked in sales. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer of the esophagus, and mother died of old age 96. Okay, next paragraph. Let's see, review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has sore throat, hoarseness, wheezing, and coughing spells. He has no chest pain, so jaw pain. No arm pain or palpitation. I'm sorry, no arm pain, but has palpitations. And no leg swelling. He has shortness of breath with activity. And he denies nausea, vomiting, but has heartburn. No diarrhea. He has no urinary frequency, flank pain, so dysuria. Yes. Joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalist, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 12.5 milligrams BID. And Mucinex 600 milligrams BID, Ambien 5 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. System, next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 65, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 182, saturation 98. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears and throat inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. And no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds to the periphery with wheezes scattered. Heart, the heart sounds are regular. S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin knowledge is started. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis number 2 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, history of supraventricular tachycardia. Number 4 is coronary artery disease status post stenting. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC with differential IgE level. And also advised to get a polysomnographic study and a complete pulmonary function study. He will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for copy for Timothy Quinn, M.D., Q-U-I-N-N, Timothy, M.D. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.